This episode of Script to Screen is powered by Speedy Comics.
You can follow them on Instagram on Speedy Comics ME and on their website, speedycomicsme.com.
Hello, screeners, and welcome to the very first ever Script to Screen Presents Alan's Take. Basically, an episodic series where I take any particular topic. It could be regarding a film, it could be regarding anything within the industry, and I give you my uncensored, blunt, unbiased, objective opinion on the matter. This week's episode, or this first episode, is going to focus on the Oscars' brand new rules, which I find are absolutely, positively, 100% ridiculous. So, without wasting too much time, here's my take. In a last effort to remain relevant and continue the virtue signaling trend that they've been on, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences continued to dig themselves into an early grave. On Tuesday, September 8th, they announced a brand new diversity and inclusion rule, which of course drew praise from some people, but also drew bigger criticism from others. And I am one of those who will forever criticize this downright ridiculous decision. So what is the decision, you ask? Let's break down this new rule, shall we? The rule states the following. Films must meet 2 of 4 new standards that stipulate roles, both on screen and behind the scenes, be filled by people from underrepresented groups. And these groups range from anything including race, women, LGBTQ, and people with cognitive or physical disabilities. Okay, now call me whatever you want to call me, but I will forever be anti-identity politics. Hollywood no longer cares about your skills or talent, but rather whether or not you are one of those underrepresented people. They just want to fill a quota so that they continue their illusion of inclusion and diversity while pandering to the ever-extremist SJWs and protecting themselves from the cancel culture that they created. Yep, they created it. It began with Hollywood, guys. This is beyond words ridiculous. When was the last time the Best Picture nomination was actually deserved? When was the last time the Oscars actually put on a ceremony worth watching that wasn't predictable, political, and boring? This is what happens when you play the game of identity politics, political correctness, and cater to the social justice warriors of today, the people who do nothing but economize on playing victims and proclaim that the world is unfair, all the while doing nothing to actually prove their worth or talent or skill. Granted, I'm not the only one criticizing this decision. Many within Hollywood ranks are actually criticizing it as well. Actress Christy Alley tweeted, "The new rules to qualify for Best Picture are dictatorial and anti-artist. Hollywood, you're swinging so far left, you're bumping into your own ass." Actor Dean Cain also tweeted, "How about we judge this criteria? Which film was the best picture? And when do we start handing out participation Oscars?" And honestly, I totally agree with Dean Cain. This is supposed to be a competition. This is supposed to keep studios on the edge of their seat. Now it's worse than political campaigns. How are studios supposed to keep making better films if everybody gets an Oscar? How are studios supposed to make better films for audiences if they all leave with an award by the end of the evening? This is not what the Oscars is supposed to be about. You ever wonder why movies nowadays suck? It's because of this. It's because they don't care. It's because we keep going and playing into their hand time and time again. Studios pay money, send gifts and bribes in order to guarantee their nominations. How fair is this? The film should speak for itself, much like the films back during the days when Hollywood actually respected itself and believed in the content it produced. Unlike the content it's producing today. Former acting director of National Intelligence Richard Grenell, who also happens to be an openly gay man, stated, "The new rules are the work of the Democrats controlling Hollywood, and the Best Picture Award should now be called the Most Politically Correct Picture." Honestly, this is hilarious, and it is fact. That's what Hollywood wants to do. They don't want to be progressive, but to protect their own skin and ensure that they're still able to control the masses and the global narrative. But this is not new. The screenwriting software Final Draft, which is quote-unquote the industry standard software to use, now has a plugin which allows you to measure your screenplay's inclusion. How beautifully formulaic. What happened to original unique voices? What happened to genuine storytelling? What happened to making good films regardless of race, gender, and sexual orientation? Growing up, I never once thought of a character's race or gender, but rather looked up to characters who, well, had great character, whose actions inspired me, motivated me, moved me. Why should I care if that character was white, black, gay, or straight, male or female? Why should I care about the color of the character's skin, or who that character fell in love with, or whether their character was male or female, instead of actually caring about the actions that that character took? Why should I care whether or not the film's writer or director was male or female, black or white, gay or straight, instead of caring whether or not the film in and of itself is a good film? Hollywood needs to get its shit together and focus on doing what they used to do best. Deliver good films that inspired nations, had hardship, humor, and heart. These new rules are doing nothing more than pushing people further away and having them pray for the inevitable downfall of this industry, which we have already been witnessing as more and more are backtracking their SJW-focused policies due to the massive dip in revenue. I'm talking to you, Disney. So that's my take on this matter. What is yours? Let me know by sending us a DM on our official Instagram page at ScriptToScreenOfficial or email us on ScriptToScreenShow@gmail.com. I'd love nothing more than to open this discussion up to any of you screeners out there, even if you disagree with me. Again, this show is about having a conversation in a non-toxic way. Critical, but non-toxic. Thank you for joining me for this first episode of Alan's Take. Make sure you follow us on our Instagram page at ScriptToScreenOfficial. You can check out our website, www.scripttoscreenpod.com, to listen to our show. We're now available on all podcast platforms. We're also going to be launching our Patreon page very soon, so make sure you check that out as well. Thank you so much for joining us, and I'll see you next time.